In addition to work on the agricultural appropriations front, the cotton industry is keeping an eye on a couple of key pieces of legislation in Washington this week. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update.
This week we're focused on efforts in the House to try to pass a bill that Congressman Valadao from California has introduced to help address the water shortage and drought issues in California.
Also this week,
the House Agriculture Committee will be considering a bill that would provide for federal preemption of genetically modified labeling of agricultural products. This is legislation that the Council has been supporting and working to build support for in the House for a number of months now, and this is one of the first steps in getting that legislation started through the congressional process and try to see that approved later this year.
Langley explains the significance of this legislation.
This legislation is important to preempt various state regulations that attempt to require labeling of GMO products without scientific basis. So this would have set up a process so that both USDA and FDA are involved in determining when and if products are labeled as either GMO or non-GMO.